Good Friday morning, everybody, and welcome to our Community Corner for the 16th of May here on KQWC. Pat Powers with you today, and this is our last time we're visiting with Shanda Latham for the legislative year that wrapped up just after 6:30 on Thursday morning. Shanda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. It is great to say that we have adjourned sine die for the last time of the 2025 legislative session.
What was your feeling when you wrapped up for the day on Thursday morning?
I'm not going to lie. It was a pretty grueling last 24 hours. You know, I was never one of those people that pulled an all-nighter, and it was hard for me to stay awake on prom night. But when you're in the Iowa legislature, you do what needs to be done. And so at the end of the day, I was glad that we passed the state budget, and just really, I think once we have a chance to catch up on our sleep, we are going to feel really proud of exactly a lot of those accomplishments that we were able to achieve here this legislative session.
Indeed. So it all began back in mid-January, I believe. What was it, January 13th, when the legislature convened?
Right.
It was cold and all that. And now here we are enjoying some pleasant weather, a little bit breezy too. But other than that, what do you think were some of the accomplishments of this year in the State House in Des Moines for you and your colleagues?
Sure. Well, I'd like to talk maybe about some of those accomplishments that aren't the headline news. For example, the Length of Service Award Program. That is a program that I've worked on, I want to say, at least since 2022, if not even in 2021. But that allows the volunteer firefighters to be able to have a matching fund to provide a retirement incentive for them. So I believe it is 82% of our ground in Iowa is covered by volunteer firefighters. It's certainly an important part of the district that I cover. And so I was glad to see them have that incentive put into place, not only to help attract volunteer firefighters, but to help retain them as well. And so that was something that passed in the final hours. It's something that will be funded, I believe, at $1.5 million. And so really was glad that we finally got that finished, and off to the governor's desk this year after several years of trying to make that happen. Also was really glad to see grassroots lobbying efforts pay off for pharmacy benefit manager reform. So there was a rally this week, I believe it was Monday, of a lot of independent pharmacists gathered at the Capitol, encouraging Iowa House members to take up that bill. And what that will do, Pat, is really we have been losing pharmacists, independent pharmacists, at an alarming rate. I don't have that figure off the top of my head, but if memory serves me well, I think we lost over 30 independent pharmacies in the last year alone. And it's just really frightening because we know that those rural pharmacists are so important, not only to providing the prescription medicines that we need in our areas, but also they're the ones that know their patients, their customers the best. And so in some instances, they've been able to note interactions of, they've been able to save people emergency room visits because they were able to identify some interactions or maybe some improper use of medicines. But most importantly, I kept hearing time and time again from our independent pharmacies that they were losing money. No one can stay in business when they're losing money. So they had to tell lifelong patients that they were no longer able to provide certain prescriptions because they were losing $80 a prescription. Another one let me know, oh, I started my day by losing $21 today on a prescription. That's just not sustainable. And so I am so glad to see that bill was sent to the governor's desk as well. So those were a couple of the things that I worked particularly hard on this session and I'm glad to see make it across the finish line.
What were some of the issues of this year that didn't pass, bills that you wanted to see pass there, Shannon?
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie. I was really disappointed that we were not able to send that rural grocery bill to the governor's desk. I'm going to double down and work on that again next session. You know, there are currently grants in place to help rural grocery stores, but the grant program that I was trying to put into place would help them with really basic needs like coolers and freezers. So while the current grant in place is great for things like technology, including updating point of sale and maybe doing some digital scanners for shelving, that's really great. But sometimes we just need to go back to the basics. So I will be working to help educate others on that in the year ahead. So that was one that I was disappointed. I know some people were disappointed that we didn't put additional tax reform into place. I recently had an opportunity to travel through Webster City with the city manager and learn about how important tax incentives are, especially you guys have that new housing development that literally ground is being moved on. I wanted to make sure that before tax reform goes into place that we aren't going to undo a lot of the good that is in place, including TIFs that are so important for cities like Webster City. So while I know that that was pretty disappointing for some, I was really concerned with what was going to happen with the TIF provisions of that current bill. So look forward to working on that, and I'd much rather take the time to get it right than to put something into place that would actually be detrimental for the areas that I serve.
Again, we are talking with Shannon Latham, our state representative from Sheffield, as we review the 2025 session that came to an end early Thursday morning. Shannon, what would you like to see in 2026? You mentioned look back at the grocery bill as well, maybe some more work for the drug stores in our area too, but what else would you like to see come 2026?
Yeah, so 2026 that we had mentioned, I'd really like to see some additional help to keep rural grocers in place. Jewel has a shining example of a wonderful rural grocery store. So
right.
Encouraging Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg to come visit that store, because it is really a focus of his office to include local grocers in the whole Choose Iowa program. And I think he's right. I do think that there is an important loop that we can close there by bringing together local producers, local grocers, and then also working on further developing just that local food processing endeavor. So those are some things that I'm looking forward to working on in the year ahead. One other big thing that I forgot to mention, Pat, that did pass is in Iowa, we had opioid settlement funds that we weren't able to get used the last couple of years, and so we were able to pass a bill in the last 24 hours of session, I believe it was, House File 1038, helped divide up those opioid settlement funds. So I haven't yet written my newsletter for this week, but that is going to be one of the things that I make sure that I discuss as well.
All right, so now the legislature's over with, and now you'll be visiting with people at parades during the summer months ahead there, Shannon, and just lead the life of a normal person at home working and so forth, I assume.
I think that people in my office are glad that I will now be able to turn my attention back to work there. You know, I think that's one of the challenges that those of us who serve and are still working, you know, it's one of our challenges, right, is there's just not enough hours in the day to give attention to our current jobs as well as fulfill our obligations. But I have said it before, and I truly mean it. It is my utmost honor to serve Iowa House District 55. It became abundantly clear to me this legislative session how important it is that we have people who understand business, have people who understand agriculture. You know, it's such an important industry to our state and our state's economy. And so I do have that background in business and in agriculture. It's my honor to, you know, really advocate for small businesses as well as small communities. I really appreciate the people in House District 55 for giving me the honor to serve them. I love, love, love meeting with them, whether it's at the Capitol or outside the Capitol. So just because I'll no longer be inside our state house for a few months, I do look forward to visiting with constituents throughout the interim, hearing more about the issues and concerns that they have.
Shannon Latham, it's been a pleasure the last few months, and we'll look forward to the legislature come back in 2026.
Thanks so much, Pat. I really appreciate being able to update your listeners each week on what's happening in the State House. I think it's important for people to understand what we're doing to help make their lives better. And so thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to share a little bit about what I do each week.